Classic Hits, 1340 AM and 97.9 FM. This is WNBS Murray. WNBS presents Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray is also brought to you by the Murray Insurance Agency, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, the Murray Bank, the Stables Realty Group, Himes Funeral Home and Crematory, Gardens Memory Care, Hickory Woods, Allie Robertson CPA, Donna's Pet Food, MDH Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Murray Callaway County Hospital, DevSource, Fox Ridge Computers, Murray Callaway County Transit, Taylor Family Dental, Greg Taylor and Associates, Align Health, and by Payton and Associates. And now, it's Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bank.
Good morning, Murray. I'm Jason Billington.
I'm Glenda Covey.
And this is Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. We are nice and cool in the carpeted room. The shag carpet is shaggier on the walls than it is on the floor. But you know what? Outside, it is hot.
It is. How hot is it?
It's so hot, the chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, I had to ask. Oh, how about if I tell you how hot it is?
You tell me how hot it is.
Mostly sunny today, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5. The high, 95. But listen to this. Heat index values as much as 114, putting us under excessive heat warning until 7 o'clock. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m., the low 70. Wednesday, though, listen to this. This is the beautiful part. Mm-hmm. If you can hang on to Wednesday, mm-hmm. increasing clouds, not as hot. High of 84. Living for tomorrow.
Yes.
Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 64. Thursday, sunny, a high of 80. If you've got pets outside, please give them shade, give them water, bring them inside. I don't know. Check on the elderly.
And if you got a husband outside, make sure he's hydrated. Yeah. And let him inside. At least today. And here's the thing. Stay inside today. Get what you got to get done inside and then go out tomorrow because it's what, high 84?
Yeah, there you go. Get it done tomorrow.
Fantastic.
For sure.
All right. We got a great show today, don't we, Glenda?
We do. You better behave. Sheriff Nikki Knight is in the house.
Yes.
And then a little later, the man who brings the Holy Spirit with him everywhere he goes, David Hudspeth, Main Street Youth Center.
Yep.
He is just a bundle of joy.
He is. And he'll keep it cool in here because he is the embodiment of cool.
He is.
Yep. Hey, good morning. Hop in the Mornings in Murray time machine. Today, we're traveling back to July 21st, a day that reminds us history can reach incredible heights and occasionally hit rock bottom.
So basically, history is just people having really good days and really bad ones.
Pretty much. Let's start with one of mankind's finest moments. On this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon.
Can you imagine being the neighbor who just didn't believe him? You went, where this weekend? And poor Neil didn't even have Facebook to prove it. How do we know it really happened?
We may never know. But his buddy Buzz Aldrin joined him shortly afterward. Two guys standing on the moon while millions of Americans were standing in front of the black and white television trying to adjust the rabbit ears.
Right? Remember those days? Meanwhile, somewhere in Murray, somebody was probably saying, that picture would come in better if Junior would quit holding the antenna.
I've been Junior.
Yeah.
Let's travel back a few decades to 1930. Uruguay won the very first FIFA World Cup.
Back then, nobody was flopping for a penalty kick. They were probably trying not to trip over the grass.
Exactly. Now let's head back to 1861. The first battle of Bull Run became the Civil War's first major battle and showed everyone that the war would be much longer and harder than expected.
Turns out this will all be over soon. It had just been one of history's worst predictions.
Now for a little Wild West history. In 1873, Jesse James pulled off one of America's first successful train robberies.
Those passengers that day weren't worried about being late. They were just worried about keeping their wallets.
Exactly. And here's one that changed classrooms across America. In 1925, the famous Scopes Monkey Trial wrapped up in Dayton, Tennessee, becoming one of the country's biggest debates over science and education.
Which proves one thing.
What's that, Glenda?
We never needed social media to argue with each other.
You are correct. Not every July 21st memory is a happy one. In 8365, I'm sure Neil probably remembers this, a massive earthquake and tsunami devastated parts of the Mediterranean, reminding us just how powerful nature can be.
You know, Mother Nature has a way of reminding us who's really in charge.
And why you might want to think about purchasing earthquake insurance.
Was that a shameless plug?
You betcha! So on this July 21st, we celebrated moonwalks, remembered great battles, witnessed famous courtroom debates, watched outlaws rob trains, crowned the first World Cup champion, and reflected on the awesome power of nature.
Pretty full day.
Makes you wonder what people will be talking about 100 years from now that happened today in Murray, KY.
Hopefully something a little less stressful than a train robbery and a little more exciting than forgetting to put the trash cans out.
Yep, that's today's trip through Mornings in Murray Time Machine, where every date has a story, and July 21st has quite a few of them. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
We love to see you.
Whether you're getting your vehicle serviced, picking up a part, or stopping by to check out a sharp new vehicle for yourself, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Murray always offers a wide range of amenities and conveniences to enhance your experience. Because at David Taylor, they love to see you happy.
We love to see you happy, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Remember the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared? Of course, you can't be ready for everything, but you can prepare for the inevitable. Your family doesn't have to be left with hard decisions about your funeral or questions about your last wishes. Ask the family of friends at J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services about pre-need arrangements. From costs to care, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home helps your family to be prepared for everything.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Heal your home with Helitech.
This is Ricky Horton with your Redbird Recap, and unfortunately, the Cardinals dropped another tough game on the West Coast yesterday as the Angels came up with a two-run bottom of the ninth inning, and they sent home the Cardinals a 3-2 loser as the Cardinals did not get good work from Riley O'Brien in the ninth inning. He was a bit erratic, hit a couple of batters, and gave up an important double over the head of Jordan Walker in right field. So Kyle Leahy, who started the game, did not pick up the victory. He was good, going six innings, giving up just one run. Nathan Church had a couple of hits in his hometown. He drove in a run in the second inning, but it wasn't enough. The Cardinals couldn't add on, and the Cardinals dropped to 51-48 with the loss yesterday. Today, it'll be Matthew Libertor, 5-6. He'll be up against a right-hander, a young right-hander who throws really well. Walbert Urania's 5-7, and we do hope you will join us for Cardinals baseball. This is Ricky Horton with your Redbird Recap.
Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair is offering 50% off labor on qualifying projects. If you're seeing cracks, leaks, or sinking concrete around your home, don't wait. Let the Helitech experts identify the problem and provide proven solutions to protect your home and your investment. Call Helitech or visit helitechonline.com to schedule your free inspection today.
Heal your home with Helitech.
WNBS is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Forever Communications at 1500 Duguid Drive, Murray, Kentucky 42071 or email Erica at forevercom.com or call 270-753-2400. Forever Communications is an equal opportunity employer and encourages females and minorities to apply. Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Our next guest wears a badge, but more importantly, wears a responsibility of helping keep Coway County one of the safest and friendly places to call home. Whether it's protecting our families, building trust throughout our community, or leading the dedicated men and women of the Coway County Sheriff's Office, he's committed to serving this community every day. Please help us welcome this morning, Coway County Sheriff Nikki Knight to Mornings in Murray. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are things in the county today, other than hot?
They are hot, for okay. Sure. But no, everything's good. Everything's running good.
I got to tell you, I have such respect for people who have to work outside, which includes you all. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks about it, but if you're out there moving traffic, whatever, it doesn't matter what the weather is, whether it's raining, whether it's hot, whether it's whatever, you all are out there doing a job. So thank you for that.
Right. Well, and these guys, they're wearing their vest, and if they're on a accident scene for 30, 45 minutes on the hot pavement with their vest on, it is hot. Mm-hmm. The good thing, one thing good about it though now is that we have, several years ago, we went to external body armor.
Right.
So at least they can come back to the office and take their body armor off and just relax a minute. Where before, when we had the body armor under the uniform, you had to basically undress to get your body armor off. So they can kind of come back and relax a little bit and just let their shirt dry out.
How much weight are they carrying while
they're not real heavy, but yet they're heavier than not having anything.
It's not a white t-shirt.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm telling you, I've got such respect for our officers and actually just for anybody who holds a role in the public. Nikki, my heart hurts, especially for when you've got social media and you're just looking at people just seem to be bullies these days. They just seem to be putting people down and may have no idea about the decisions these folks have to make or even what goes into it. And I know you are in a role of a public office. You're a servant for our community. So thank you for that. I don't know how much people realize they really put themselves out there when they're running or they're in a position of office. I see a lot of bullying going on, and it hurts my heart.
There is a lot of bullying, and I'm glad you give me the opportunity to say this, because it's been something that's been on my mind for a while, especially through the political days that we've got going and the bashing and people are big people whenever they can get on Facebook and type something out and bash somebody else. But you know, I truly feel like in our community, West Kentucky, when people make a decision, they make the decision the best that they can based on what information they have to make that decision, if that makes sense. And there's so many people that bash that decision, but they don't know half of the information that we had when we made that decision. And I'm kind of confusing myself here. I hope I'm making.
Well, you got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks that said, I would have done this and I would have done that after the fact. But you've got good people. And that's the thing about politics. We all are a little cynical when it comes to politics. And I know, you know, at the local level, I think there's more accountability and transparency. Whereas as you go further up the ladder, there's a disconnect simply because of just, you know, those people in Washington don't know me.
Nobody wants to trust their government anymore.
Nobody wants to trust their government anymore. But here's the thing. It's not a perfect system, but it's the best one out there. I promise you. Just go to Russia if you don't believe me. But our local government, there's a sense of accountability because these are people that walk among us. And they see things. And here's the thing. They see things and are aware of things that we're not aware of.
Right.
And they make that decision based on things they're not aware of and that we're not aware of. And they make those decisions based on rules and regulations that they're privy to that we just don't know. That they are restrained as well in what they can do. I mean, they just can't spend money on your road simply because it's busted. They got to have money to do that. Well, where does that money come from? It comes from taxes. Well, who pays taxes? The taxpayer.
Right.
And I really haven't seen too many local politicians turn into millionaires.
No, and there's always somebody that'll throw in that so-and-so's getting a kickback. And I truly, from my perspective, don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're all in it because we want to make a difference.
Yes.
And I can honestly say that every decision that I make, I do feel like that it is in the best interest of my agency or the county or both, which if my agency's doing well, then I feel like the county's doing well. So And that's just me, but not just me, but other elected officials, I feel like, do the same thing. We can only do so much with what the money we have. It's not a perfect world, but I think we all do and all try to do the best we can do, even though we get bashed for everything that we do. But we asked for it. Don't get me wrong. I asked for it.
Yes.
You know, everybody that's elected has asked for this job.
There's a reason why some people don't run, is they don't want to be put in that position.
That's true.
And you have to be brave to be put in that position. And they always say that the nail that sticks out is the one that gets hammered. And sometimes it's tough being that nail that sticks out.
But I think it's getting worse. I think with social media, it's getting worse. I mean, now even Facebook is allowing anonymous posters. Boy, if you can say whatever you want to when you're hiding behind an anonymous name.
Sure.
At least, you know, most people are putting their name to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I see people that's commenting on our local stuff, and if you look at their profile, they're not even from here.
Right.
It's just like to stir the stick.
It's just like to stir the pot.
Well, we're the friendliest community. Apparently, there's a big sign that says it, and we say it most every morning. Let's act like it. Let's be kind.
But we still are.
We are.
We still are, even though we've got the things going on here that we do.
Right.
Our crime is so much better. I mean, I look at Facebook too, and you know, Christian County, and they're fighting a bunch of homicides. I mean, we may have one today, but overall we're not having all of those major crimes like what the others are. And I want to say it's not because of Nikki Knight, but it's because the men and women that work at the Callaway County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah. Even living in a great community like this, we still have challenges.
We're
glad we have people like Nikki Knight and the sheriff deputies and elected officials that really help make this a community, a wonderful place to live.
It is. I wouldn't want to move in any other county. Never have, and no, I never will.
We're so blessed. We really are. I want to talk about some different branches of the sheriff's office, because I don't know that a lot of people realize all that goes on just in that building. You all supply our Callaway County schools with resource officers.
Yes.
You take care of, I'm going to say it wrong, but when we go down there to get our mileage and everything checked out.
Vehicle inspections.
Right. We pay our taxes down there.
Yes.
So many things happen down there. Nathan and his crew are housed down there. They're 911. So many different things happen right out of that building.
Well, and not necessarily, well, I guess out of the building, but we've also, something you failed to mention, is court security.
We're responsible
for the security of our courthouse here in Callaway County, and transporting prisoners and serving papers and serving civil papers, serving warrants, summons. So, yeah, there's a wide range of duties that we have. Like I said, not to mention just keeping the public happy.
Yeah, that's a job. Yeah. Listen, we are so thankful for you all. And I don't know that anybody realizes the manpower that you have and the job that you do. You've said it before, but say it again, because the manpower you have and the amount of road coverage that you cover. How much do you cover in Callaway County?
411 square miles.
And that's a lot of miles.
I want to say, and somebody can, I'm open to criticism on this, but it's 600 and something miles of road in Callaway County. And I think I can be corrected on this. I think we're number four in the state for number of miles of road that the county's responsible for.
Mm.
So, and I've got a small staff. We do the best we can with the number of people we have.
Well, we're so thankful for you. And if you don't follow them on social media, you need to. Lots of positive things coming out. I absolutely love what you all did with the camp, the Sheriff's Ranch. It was amazing, all the stuff that you all collected to take to the Boys and Girls Club, Boys and Girls Camp. Lots of positive things you all are doing. Thank you so much. Sheriff Nikki Knight, our guest on this portion of Mornings in Murray.
Thank you.
This one's for the win. What do you do when your computer or iPhone stops working?
Hit refresh?
I know, just reboot it. Ooh, sorry, but the
answer we're looking for is let the pros at Fox Ridge Computers handle it. At Fox Ridge Computers, they live and breathe all things computery, which makes them pretty good at what they do. And they certainly don't feel a need to charge you an arm and a leg for their service. Computers, iPhones, if they can't fix it, it's free. Check out Fox Ridge Computers on Facebook or call 270-767-6657.
Aligned Health is a high-quality, patient-centered healthcare clinic providing urgent care, primary care, medical weight loss, and aesthetic services. If you are sick and need urgent care, call or stop by. Walk-ins are always welcome. Try the Aligned Health difference yourself. Aligned Health is located at 1313 Johnson Boulevard in Murray. Visit AlignedHealthMurray.com to learn more. Again, that's AlignedHealthMurray.com.
Murray Insurance Agency has been a community partner for almost 80 years, and we continue that commitment with Quotes for Community.
For every new quote we provide, we donate $10 to our partner organization of the quarter.
Organizations like Hope Calloway, Playhouse in the Park, Murray and Calloway County Family Resource Service Centers, and more.
By requesting a quote, you become a community partner through our Quotes for the Community program.
Wow, an opportunity to get great coverage at a great price and invest in our community. That's a win-win.
Murray and Calloway County are more than just a place. It's my home, my community, my insurance, my MurrayInsurance.com.
On the basketball court, you have to know where the lines are. It's just as important to know where the lines are in your own yard. Kentucky law generally requires you to have underground utility lines located before most excavation work, even if it's on your own property. If you don't call 811 and you damage a natural gas line, the Kentucky Public Service Commission will investigate you and you may be fined up to $1,250. Much better to stay within the bounds of the law and call before you dig to start putting in that backboard or goalpost. For more information, visit psc.ky.gov. This message brought to you by the Kentucky Public Service Commission.
The Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority partners with Kentucky colleges and universities to help you navigate federal student loan repayment at no cost to you. If you haven't resumed student loan payments or arranged a deferment or forbearance, it's time to act. Visit studentaid.gov to explore repayment options that fit your budget. Log in at studentaid.gov, go to My Aid, and get their contact info. While you're there, update your profile and make sure your loans are in good standing. Also, create an online account with your servicer to stay current. This message is brought to you by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
You didn't start your business just to keep the lights on. You started it to shine. But if customers don't know you're there, you might as well be working in the dark. Here at Forever Communications, we flip the switch to help your business with the right marketing strategies, like radio commercials on great brands such as WNBS, digital marketing, and more. We make sure you're seen, heard, and chosen. Forget on. Let's turn your business up. Find out more at ForeverGetsResults.com. Let's make your brand unmissable. Go to ForeverGetsResults.com.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Here's Neil Bradley with sports.
Murray State has added another non-conference game to its 26-27 men's basketball schedule as the Racers are set to face Hofstra on November 21st in the Savage Brothers Showcase in South Haven, Mississippi, the neutral site matchup part of a challenging early season slate that also includes games against Tennessee State, Santa Clara, Georgia Tech, and Cal State Bakersfield, plus home games against Northwestern State, Morehead State, Washington State, and Chicago State. Future Murray State guard Mark Pageant earned MVP honors over the weekend after leading Slovenia to its first U-20 European Championship in 22 years. He averaged nearly 16 points and 5.6 assists per game during Slovenia's unbeaten seven-game run and was named to the tournament's All-Star 5. New head coach Will Stein is looking to build Kentucky into a serious football contender in the SEC. Stein didn't mince words during SEC media days in Tampa yesterday, saying he is the reason UK will be able to compete. He said he knows how to recruit at a high level, and he's not planning to sit back and wait to develop a team. The Wildcats will start the season home against Youngstown State September 5th. The Angels scored two runs in the ninth to rally to a 3-2 home win over the Cardinals last night in Anaheim. Nathan Church and Blaze Jordan drove in the Cardinals' runs, and Riley O'Brien gave up the game-tying and game-winning runs in the bottom of the ninth. Matthew Liberatore slated to pitch tonight for St. Louis in the middle game of the series. First pitch at 8:35, a 7:40 airtime here on WNBS. Other games of note, the Braves edged the Padres 3-2. Tigers went 10 innings to down the Cubs 8-6. Mariners 8, Reds nothing. Royals edged the Giants 4-3. And the White Sox hammered the Rangers 10-3 Celebrity birthdays, Miss USA 1996, and she also starred in all those Doritos commercials. Allie Landry, 53. Brandi Chastain, 58, became famous when she ripped off her shirt after scoring the winning goal in the 1999 Women's Soccer World Cup. John Lovitz, 69, comedic genius. Cat Stevens, 78, Peace Train, Wild World, and so on. And Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau is 78 today.
Did you say Cat Stevens was a comedic genius?
No, John Lovitz.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Cat Stevens could be. I don't know.
Well, what's his name now? It's something Yosef or Yusuf? Yeah, I love Cat Stevens. He's awesome.
Well, speaking,
but he's not funny.
Speaking of comedy geniuses, Jerry Seinfeld made at least $30,000 for every line he had on Seinfeld based on his salary in the show's syndication deals.
He gets as much as Neil.
I'm telling you.
Well, a lot of the shows that are long running, I know that Blue Bloods became pretty much too expensive for CBS to be able to continue to produce because they keep giving them raises, Like,
is that why Blue Bloods went away?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They
still wanted it to go on, and they said, we can't really afford to do it anymore.
Wow. So, I wish I had a job like that.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Picture those playful moments, the wagging tails and gentle purrs that brighten our days. Our furry companions offer us unconditional love, loyalty, and companionship. They are our confidants, our comforters, and our most faithful friends. For 25 years, Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation has offered a personalized pet cremation service designed to honor the love and loyalty your pet gave throughout their life. With meticulous care, we guarantee individual pet cremations so you can have peace of mind knowing that you receive your pet's ashes exclusively. And because we know the grieving process takes time, we offer a selection of beautiful keepsakes such as customized urns and memorial jewelry so you can keep your pet's memory close to your heart. When it's time to bid farewell, trust Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation to provide a compassionate and dignified service tailored to celebrate the unconditional love and companionship your pet brought into your life. Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation, 753-7000.
With the power and versatility, the Kubota MS tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer and visit McKeel Equipment in Murray and Paducah today.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The Department for Aging and Independent Living within the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services wants to promote the Aging Disability Resource Center, a statewide toll-free phone line that provides older adults, individuals with physical disabilities, caregivers, and professionals with information to promote independent living. Call to learn about home-delivered meals, in-home services, respite care, caregiver support, and Medicaid waiver programs to help those age 60 and over. Call 877-925-0037. Kentucky, forward together. Paid for by the Department for Aging and Independent Living, the KBA, and the station.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
All right, our next guest proves you don't have to choose between being cool and making a difference. He's managed to do both. As the leader of Main Street Youth Center, he's helping shape the lives of young people by providing encouragement, opportunities, and a place where they know they matter. Around here, that's pretty cool. Please welcome the cool embodiment of cool, David Hespeth Welcome from Mornings Murray, David.
I am so blessed to be here. God is good.
Yes, sir. So what good things are going on? I know there's a lot of construction, hammers, nails, saws being heard over there, Main Street Youth Center. What's going on, my
friend? Well, I tell you what, the Mitchell Gibb Gymnasium and the Rudolph Family Court, the building itself, the gym itself should be usable the last week of August. So when the boys and girls come in the second week of August, 2 weeks later, if everything goes as planned, it should be open and ready to roll.
Now, you mentioned Gibbs and Rudolph. Explain those.
Well, in the beginning, you know, we started this process a couple years ago, and we really wasn't in a big rush. And Nancy Gibbs and the Gibbs family said, you know, we make this kind of donation. Is there a possibility that a brother name can be on it? I said, well, that kind of donation, absolutely. I said, that would be a blessing from the Lord. And then later on down the line, we was continuing to raise funds. We was on the kind of last phases of it. The Rudolph family, you know, they said, hey, you know, you raising funds for that court? I said, yes. And we wanted to go ahead and make a donation, you know, where you can get that done. I said, well, now he didn't even ask this. I said, well, if you're going to make that donation for that court, do you mind if I put your name on it? He said, that's up to you. I said, we're going to do it because, you know, that is a tremendous blessing right there.
Yes.
So, again, God has blessed us tremendous with his mighty hand of blessing and favor in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would tell people it takes five of my fingers to make my hand work. It takes just a whole community and the blessing of the Lord and his favor to make that youth center work. So if you listen for the first time, be one of those fingers.
Exactly.
I love that. You know, your faith has just been amazing. Whenever there was no gym there even, and you were saying, you know, the Lord's leading us to build this. And you just, and I said, you were talking about the cost, and I'm just thinking about the economy and how everything was. And you said, you know what? He is the source, and he'll use the resources, and he'll make it happen. And now to fast forward to now where you are to see it in, you know, happening, how amazing. And
I
know the kids are so excited about it.
They
especially
cannot wait.
On a day like today. It is so, what, it was 114 in the shade today?
Just about right.
Just to have a place that they can go and still play and it will be cool. School is coming back quicker than we might think. And I just, maybe somebody's driving through and they're listening for the first time. Let's just tell them what Main Street Youth Center is, because it is really a place of refuge. I know you get so many single parents that come in, grandparents raising grandchildren who are just like, thank you, I couldn't do this without you. You tell the story. Somebody driving through today, they don't know what the youth center is. Tell them.
Well, I know in the beginning when Main Street first started, you know, it was going to be considered a Christian-based youth center. And people said, no way that's going to make it in Murray, Kentucky. It won't make it being a Christian-based youth center. So here we are close to 40 years later, you know, and fast forward it. One day I was out and in the back of the youth center, just walking around, this guy pulled up. He said, what are you, it's about 15 years ago. He said, what are you doing? I'm just walking around and seeing where we're going to put this gym at. He said, gym? He said, honey, where are you going to do a gym? I said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I said, do you understand that his resources is unlimited? I said, you just have to have a faith. When you have faith, you pleases him. You know, so I said, I'm just walking around just seeing where it's going to happen at. And fast forward it to now, you know, what we do after school, we're here Monday through Thursdays. Now, the gym is part of our long-range goal. A long-range goal is to be able to open in the summertime every break. But we know that it's hard to find volunteers for all of that. So eventually, somewhere down the line, as our endowment continue to grow, we'll be able to use that to be able to hire the next face of Main Street Youth Center, someone that's going to be there and be like me, but they're going to be getting paid for it.
Right.
So after school, we'll feed the kids, boys and the girls, every day. The attendance is growing. Even as we speak right now, people are already calling up and say, hey, I need to be able to enroll my sons and daughters into your after-school program. I call it after-school outreach, you know. It's an outreach for the Lord. So I would tell people, I said, well, what we do after school, when the boys and girls get there, we feed them. And I said, we challenge them that if they want to participate, they can. If they don't, they won't. But this is what we're all about. If they can learn a Bible verse, they get a couple of pieces of candy. Kids love candy. And the dentists love us loving candy with the kids, you know. Mm-hmm. So we love that. And the kids, they will learn that Bible verse. And then when we get ready to eat, you know, the same scenario. Okay, who wants to pray, you know? And, you know, if you closest number get to pray. You get a couple of pieces of candy. And everyone, most of them wants to participate because they like candy. Mm-hmm. You know, I like candy too, so I'm sneaking one or two pieces in my pocket while they eat. And then after that, you know, we'll feed them. If they have homework, we'll help them with the homework. You know, we always tell people, when kids get a home, they want to have family time. Mm-hmm. If you home with a single mom, single dad, or even with mom and dad, you want family time. You don't want to, parents don't want to sit there and argue with you with your home with their homework until 10, 11 o'clock at night and give up. God, just go to bed.
Right.
You know, so we're there to help out. Mm-hmm. And Murray State, shout out to Murray State and their students. For many years, they have came down and helped us out. And I tell you what, you're talking about being sometimes like a really big brother and big sister. Yeah. Sometimes those kids, when they see certain ones come, they call them out by name and run to them. That is a tremendous blessing. And then those Murray State students, they enjoy it as much as the boys and girls because they have little brothers and sisters, you know. And so they know what it is and what it's all about to be able to give back. And that's what we do. And we just try to love those kids. You know, I always tell people to call it unconditional love, agape love. Mm-hmm. To love them the way Jesus loved us when we were at our lowest. So, again, we want them to feel that love. So, again, you know, we have grandparents come up and say, if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know what single grandparent I would do. You know, I said, this is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And it blows them away that we don't charge them a penny for this because of the community support. God is good.
But you need more community support. It can't go on without donations, tax-deductible donations.
Absolutely. And there's many ways that you can send it. You can send it to our address, 513 South 4th Street. We have individuals going through their churches that make a donation through their church, and the church will send us the funds. We even have Sunday school classes. We have Sunday school churches, circle group, women's circle groups. We have many. So I'm challenging everyone out there. Don't think that your little bit won't make a difference. If I'm not mistaken, it's a little lady in the Bible. She gave her a couple of denarios, and he said that was more than the richest person in the world gave. So again, don't think that your little dollars won't make a difference. It helped shape and change lives. That's what it's all about.
Well, if you can stick around, we want to talk to you more about Main Street Youth Center. We got to take a break.
Yeah,
hey there, it's Lauren, and I want to share why Taylor Family Dental is the best place for your smile. My mom has worked there forever, and growing up there, I've seen how they treat their patients. From the moment you walk in, it feels warm and welcoming. The dentists are super nice, and they make getting checkups actually fun. They truly care about everyone they meet. I love visiting my mom at work, so if you want a place that cares about your smile and your comfort, come to Taylor Family Dental in Murray. They love to see you smile.
Redbird fans, this one's for you. Sunday, July 26th, the Cards take on the Reds, and kids 12 and under can get a one-of-a-kind Redbird hat. It's colorful, fun, and perfect for cheering on the Redbirds. Plus, it's Kids Sunday with Team Redbird. Music, games, and lots of fun in Ford Plaza. Grab your family and come have some fun at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is JJ Weatherholt. See you at Busch Stadium.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We're talking with David Hudspeth with the Main Street Youth Center. David, I know that this gym is going to be such a blessing, and the kids are looking so forward to it. Let's talk about what's happening. I know that the kids' number one thing is, when's it going to be open? And you say, when you see the doors open.
Absolutely.
What's left to be done? With anything, when you start a project, there's always other little things you find as you come across. What are some things that are still needed?
Well, right now, as we speak, the floor guys are really finishing up the floor this Wednesday. They say it's about 4 or 5 weeks, process to do it right, So once they finish that, it's just a little bit, knick-knack things. Mm-hmm. When we talk about knick-knack things, it's like a little piece of wood got to be installed here. So once they install that floor, the kids can actually play on it.
Right.
Once they install it, I still have to get the city to come in and inspect it, mm-hmm. to make sure and give us the capability of how many kids can play in their capacity. So making sure all the restrooms are the two are handicap accessible.
All the
everything.
Safety. Yeah.
We just installed the fire alarm system the other day. So I have to get the fire department to come in to inspect to make sure everything is running right. We know it's running right because we had the guys down there sweeping up and the dust caused the fire alarm to go off. So we know it's running right.
Yeah,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So we make sure that each and every individual restroom, we have 6 individual restrooms, mm-hmm. 3 girls and 3 boys, only one going there at a time. So I would tell people, it isn't going to bother me who goes in them because only one can go into each one at a time.
That's awesome.
So we don't have to worry about certain people going into this one, that one.
Right.
One toilet, one sink. So only one can go
there
in.
There you go.
So again, we are excited. Now, I know there are other projects that we are working on raising funds for, and one of them will be to increase our interest for our driveway, to widen it for the buses to come in and go out when they drop the boys and girls off. That is kind of a safety thing because we want to make sure that the bus can actually drive in. Mm-hmm. With safety, mm-hmm. drop off those boys and girls and drive off. And that's about a $15,000 project. So if you're listening for the first time, you want a $15,000 taxable write-off, mm-hmm. Main Street Youth Center needs your support on that driveway. Yeah. Safety for our boys and girls. When it comes to our boys and girls, we shouldn't leave no stone unturned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the chief cornerstone, leave no stone unturned.
I tell you, Main Street Youth Center has been such a blessing. Some of my favorite stories are letters that you receive, and not everybody says thank you, but the ones that do, you've helped generations. You've got people now who are coming back, and they said, I came here as a kid. Thank you.
It's mind-boggling because the other day I was having a fundraiser about a year ago, and this gentleman came up. He said, Mr. David. I said, yeah, you probably don't remember me. And then he told me who he was, and then for like 20 years, I was a volunteer supervisor with the court system, and they would send me 95% to 100% of the boys and girls who got in trouble with the law to supervise them doing community service. Mm-hmm. And one of the gentlemen now that is laying down the floor for the gym, mm-hmm. he said, you probably don't remember me. I said, no, I do not. He said, I had community service with you when I was 12 years old. Now I am 28, 30 years. I said, no, you probably remember me more than I remember. He said, well, I just want to thank you. And I have many of them. Mm-hmm. Some I remember some names and some I don't. And, so, and one young man came up to me one day. I was at Kroger. He said, oh, wait a minute. My kids are in the car. I'm going to go get them and introduce them to you. Mm-hmm. And he brings up two or three of them. And then another gentleman, same scenario. He said, oh, Mr. Dave, you still doing this? I said, yes. He said, now, I didn't get in a lot of trouble, but you allowed me to come down to the youth center, and now I'm married. I have twins. I have four kids. I want to introduce you to my kids, because if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't even be married today, because you were the hammer. Right. He said, you didn't take anything from us, but you did it in a certain way that we knew you was trying to help us.
Right.
You didn't back away, but you didn't push us away either.
Right.
He said, that made a world of a difference. I said, the reason why I didn't, because I followed the way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, kids, they don't know it at the time, but discipline is good.
It is.
And as they become adults, they recognize that, and they're like, wow, it's good that I did have a hammer.
Yeah, and I have parents come up to me. I still see this one young man I see a lot, and he said, man, thank you.
Yeah.
I said, well, no, God used me. Mm-hmm. I said, I was praying, but he didn't use me. He was sending someone else. Right. Send me, Lord.
Yeah.
Use me. And that's what it's all about, to be able to mold and shape. Now, every kid, you won't be able to mold and shape because they have their own will.
Right.
But if you plant that seed, God will increase it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this man and his wife do this on a volunteer basis. They show up. They are doing it out of the love for God, love out of their hearts. All they need from us is finances. Can we please all give a little bit? You can do it through Venmo. You can bring him a check. But we need to make sure that this keeps going. And if you can volunteer your services, they'll take that too. When are you looking at gearing back up for the year?
Well, I think the first day is going to be August the 6th.
Okay.
You know, that's only like, what, 16, 17 days away?
Yeah.
19 days away. It isn't too long.
That is.
So I already had a few people that called up about volunteering, and I would sit down and talk to them and explain to them what we're all about and what we expect from them, you know, because we expect a lot from them.
Right.
You know, and some of the volunteers would be have the easiest, as I call it, volunteering, because they get to sit in the gym watching the kids in the gym.
Mm-hmm. You know? And you will also take food. They
oh,
like
absolutely.
To eat.
You know, people don't realize right now it costs them about $100 a day. Mm-hmm. You start breaking that down through 9 months out of a year. That's, you know, all depends if it's 4 weeks in each month, 9 months, you know, and then all of a sudden you're talking about, I think I broke it down like $14,500 a year, probably a little bit more. So again, if you have that, we'll appreciate that. It's a taxable
sure.
write-off.
Yep.
But again, if you can sponsor one day, 1 week, one mm-hmm. month, you can do what you can do.
Right.
Because what you can do is a lot for us
mm-hmm.
and for those boys and girls.
If everybody gives a little, it adds up to be a lot.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look what God has done over the years at Main Street Youth Center. It's not the big donors. As my boss told me a long time ago, it was Tim Scrugg at Woodman World. He said, all the little policies that you make, all the little ones, every once in a while you get a big one here and there, but you see all the little ones
yeah.
makes a difference, because you are establishing a base. So don't think, again, that your little bit doesn't matter. It matters. It can help change one child's life.
David Hudspeth, our guest on this portion of Mornings of Murray with Main Street Youth Center. Give him a call today. Volunteer your services, or give them some food. Give them a cash
pizza.
Donation. Pizza's always good.
Domino pizza. The kids love Domino pizzas. that's what they always ask for. So we're trying to make sure they get Domino pizzas. So anytime you get drive by a Domino, run in there and get a gift certificate. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Life moves fast, but planning ahead can bring peace of mind. At Greg Taylor & Associates, they help families protect what matters most through thoughtful estate planning, including wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. Starting a business? They can help you form your LLC the right way. Their firm also assists with real estate transactions and proudly works with farm families to help protect land for generations. Call Greg Taylor & Associates at 270-761-4558 or visit gregtaylorlaw.com. Serving Murray and Western Kentucky.
Do you know how much your house is worth? Most people don't. And knowing is helpful for making decisions about renovating, financing, and insurance. At the Staples Realty Group, we provide more than just help during the process of buying and selling. We're your trusted real estate advisors who are with you no matter what, even if you're not thinking of moving right now. Call the Staples Realty Group today at 270-992-8774 or visit us at stablesrealty.com.
Free parking? Yeah, right.
Dad, I got a drink.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Sunscreen's free too.
Yeah, right.
This was the best day ever.
Yeah, you're right.
At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, sure, there are a lot of free things. And somehow, that's not even the best part. See it for yourself at holidayworld.com.
Business owners, are you reaching the right audience? We are Forever Communications, home to WNBS. And not only do we deliver powerful advertising results on our great radio stations, but we also specialize in digital marketing that works. Social media, targeted display ads, video marketing, you name it, we do it. We put your brand in front of the right people at the right time, driving clicks, calls, and customers straight to you. Stop guessing and start growing. Get started at forevergetsresults.com. That's forevergetsresults.com.
And here's Clark with the weather. How's it looking for our weekend boaters out there, Clark?
Well, Stacy, we can expect periods of heavy rain across the viewing area. That means all the trash, lawn chemicals, and other hazardous waste on the ground go down the storm drains and into our rivers, lakes, and streams.
Gross.
Gross is right, Stacy. Now here's Dave with sports.
Do your part to keep our new Kentucky home clean. Make sure only stormwater goes down storm drains. Brought to you by Team Kentucky and the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. I guess construction going on at the Main Street Youth Center is not the only place. They're doing it at the Senior Citizen Center as well.
I'm telling you.
They're going to be closed Wednesday, the July 29th through Friday, July 31st. But they've got a legal aid update. What is that update, Glenda? That if you have a legal aid appointment on Thursday, July the 30th, your appointment has been relocated to Murray Calway County Library. What a great place. 9 a.m. So, yep, construction going on all over the place.
There you go. Well, if you are wanting to learn how to can, they're going to have water bath canning classes. That's right. The Callaway County Family and Consumer Sciences will do that for only $5 this Friday, the 24th. All you got to do, it's 10 a.m. Give them a call, 753-1452.
Hey, go to Culver's for lunch today. It's a donate while you dine, because on Tuesday, July 21st, they're going to be donating 10% of all sales to Soup for the Soul. So you get to help people eat when you eat at Culver's.
It's a win-win. Angels Attic is getting ready to do their fall changeover sales event August 1st, and they're going to have special hours for that from 9 to 3.
Awesome. Hey, Elm Grove's back-to-school clothing giveaway at Elm Grove Baptist Church, 6483 State Route 94 East in Murray, July 26th. That's coming up here in about 5 days from 1 to 3. Come join them and receive free clothing and shoes for children in preschool up to high school while supplies last. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Otherwise, how are they going to drive there? We hope to provide 5 outfits for each student.
Callaway County Band is having a big yard sale. It's going to be Saturday, August 1st from 7 to noon at the First United Methodist Church. And they need your stuff to sell. You can find them on Facebook, Callaway County Laker Band Boosters. they'll tell you drop-off times and such as that. But I'm telling you, rain or shine, because it's going to be indoors.
Awesome. Glenda, how is it outdoors?
I'm telling you, it is too hot. Stay inside. That's my advice today. Mostly sunny. A 60% showers of thunder. Excuse me, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5. But listen to this. The high, 95. Heat index values as high as 114, putting us under excessive heat warning until 7 p.m. tonight. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9. The low, 70. And tomorrow, hallelujah, only 84 degrees.
Yes.
Gotta like that. Tomorrow night, dropping down to 64. Thursday, sunny, a high of 80.
Glenn, it's so hot outside, the fish are sweating.
Oh, gosh. That's a rough one.
Hey, we'll be right back after this.
At Murray Callaway County Hospital, we've been caring for families in this region for more than 100 years. And we're growing with you, continually adding new areas of specialty, emerging technology, and doing whatever it takes to make sure you can get the care you need close to home. It's how we specialize in you. To learn more about our industry-leading staff, hospital history, or areas of specialty, visit us online today at murrayhospital.org.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
excitement,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos, police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Remember the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared? Of course, you can't be ready for everything, but you can prepare for the inevitable. Your family doesn't have to be left with hard decisions about your funeral or questions about your last wishes. Ask the family of friends at J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services about pre-need arrangements. From costs to care, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home helps your family to be prepared for everything.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. It's been a great show, Glenda.
It has. A big thanks to Sheriff Nikki Knight for coming on out, and also the man David Hudspeth with Main Street Youth Center. You know, it just amazes me. He and his wife do all of that volunteer for years, not
yeah,
just...
That's amazing.
It is. They're not paid a dime. 100% volunteer. Just, they amaze me. Hey, we got another great show for you tomorrow. J.H. Churchill, Mike Garland will be in the house.
Oh,
and then,
my.
Taylor Dental, you better floss because they're going to be here tomorrow.
That ain't happening and they know it. I have zero cavities.
Yeah, you know what today is?
What's
National
today?
Junk Food Day.
Yeah, Taylor Dental will love to hear that.
That's what I was going to say.
Cavity it up, guys.
Right there.
Yep.
Here's something.
What's that?
It's also National Be Someone Day. On July 21st, they challenge each of us to take 10 seconds to make a difference in a child's life, or anybody's life for that matter. In 10 seconds, you can shift gears, water a plant, tell a bad joke, haha, Jason.
Yep.
Or you can say a prayer of thanks when you walk into a room. You know, just be supportive.
Be
positive.
Yeah, be positive. Be kind.
You don't ever know what a person's
kindness
going
counts.
Through.
You never know. You may be seeing somebody on their worst day ever. So a little random act of kindness.
Never know what people are going through. Here's a fun fact.
What's
Parts
that?
Met put out a top list of 25 cat-loving cities in America. And you're never going to believe this. For the second year in a row, Lexington, Kentucky is number one.
For cats.
For cats.
Well, that may be
it
wildcat
is,
variety.
Ah, but I'm bumped. That's good. Yeah, because
yeah,
it
course.
Is. The,
yeah.
It is considered the top one on cat adoptions and sales of cat accessories and pampering products. Who knew? The next one is Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. New York, number 4. Virginia, mm-hmm. number 5. Dale City, California, number 6.
Where?
And another place, Dale City, California. Okay. And then another place in California. Pennsylvania's got two places. And then number 10, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, who knew?
Who keeps up with that stat?
People probably at PetSmart, because they want to know how much stuff they can sell.
Yeah. So load up on the cat toys in Lexington.
I'm telling you, that's it. And Clarksville. I never would have guessed those were in the top 10.
Yeah.
Things they think of to measure.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, if people need insurance, I want to remind them you can do the shopping for them.
I can help them.
You
yes.
do all the legwork, don't you?
Yep, legwork. And that's why I'm getting new hips, because I've been carrying the weight for so many years.
Oh, but I'm bummed.
Yeah, that's a bad joke right there.
That is a bad joke.
Yeah.
But actually, it's my sister who got insurance through you. And she's like, I just can't believe how much cheaper they are.
Yeah.
And she had Progressive through somebody else, mm-hmm. but you offered it even cheaper than that person. And she's like, but it's the same apples to apples. And Donna Marquardt,
a lot of times it's
explained,
direct,
there
the
you
direct
go.
Versus getting it to an agent. They mislead you to think it's cheaper going direct, but it's actually less expensive going through an agent. Plus, we will advise you on better coverage.
Absolutely. So make sure you call them today or go by and see them right behind the Big Cow.
Yep. And hey, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for starting your day
the Murray way.
You've been listening to Mornings in Murray on WNBS, presented by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray was brought to you by Hayton & Associates, Taylor Family Dental, Murray-Calloway County Transit, DevSource Box Ridge Computers, Murray-Calloway County Hospital, MDH Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Donna's Pet Group, Allie Robertson, CPA, Hickory Woods, Gardens Memory Care, Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, The Stables Realty Group, Greg Taylor & Associates, Align Health, The Murray Bank, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and by the Murray Insurance Agency. Mornings in Murray airs weekday mornings at 8, presented by the Murray Bank.